Security at a university involves much more than breaking up disturbances and making arrests. In fact, at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, 90% of the department's time is spent on non-criminal related activities. I'm Karen Sedzo, Director of Public Affairs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Dale Florian has been Director of Security at UAF for the past 3 years. He came here from Las Vegas, where he served as Chief of Police for the campus. At Vegas, the department was commissioned by statute, so there were no students serving as patrol officers. UAF is unique, said Florian, because the bulk of the police workload is handled by student help.
The student people are doing a tremendous job. There's just no question that they're doing a tremendous bit of work on the campus here. They're trained by myself. We've had the Alaska State Troopers in for training programs. We've had Fairbanks Police Department in for training programs. We've had Fort Wainwright Military Police up here for training. They're getting a real good training background to accomplish what they need to do on this campus.
The students are selected after a thorough screening process that tests their written and oral skills, as well as an ability to get along with the campus community and the thousands of visitors who come to campus each year. Florian said that being a student didn't necessarily make the job any easier than for a professional officer, but that the quality of the people serving determined the success of a department.
Well, I think every campus, each setting is different. We had a tremendous rapport with the campus community in Las Vegas. I think we have as good, if not better, rapport up here. This is working good. This is working very, very good. I think it's just in the people that are on the department and how they deal with different incidents and problems. So I don't think one works better than the other. It's just the quality of the people that are dealing with the public.
In looking over the past 3 years that you've been here, what do you feel have been some of your major accomplishments or things that have happened within the department that you particularly feel good about?
Well, first of all, I feel good about the quality of people that we have. We're very, very selective, very sensitive to who's representing us on the campus and who's representing the campus to the community. We're very noticeable, obviously, in the uniforms and in the level of service that we give. One of the things that has, in fact, increased is the level of service that we do on campus, everything from service requests of assistance to answering calls, disturbances, to investigating incidents or crimes on the campus. There's just a myriad of things that we do.
An example of the continuing increased level of service is the after-hours assistance that will soon be provided to the UAF power plant, Florian explained.
Well, it's still in the processes. We haven't implemented it yet, but it has to do with answering calls of assistance after hours for the power plant and ascertaining at that time whether or not to call out the specialist to repair or fix things in the middle of the night. Campus officer will respond to calls and then make that decision at that time. They'll be trained for that here very shortly.
The UAF Security Department is staffed by 5 full-time professional officers and 30 student patrol officers. Service is available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Karen Sedzo. The Fairbanks Summer Arts Festival gets underway July 26th. Throughout the two-week festival, 22 guest artists will be featured in workshops, master classes, rehearsals, and concerts. Dates in July you will want to remember include July 30th at noon. An informal concert at the Ween Library will feature festival guests. And on Saturday, July 31st at 8:30 p.m., an evening of music under the direction of Eddie Madden and his Boston musicians will be held at the Travelers Inn. Workshops and the major concerts will take place on the UAF campus. The University of Alaska Museum has an exquisite exhibition of Alaska Eskimo ivory carvings on display through the summer. The museum is open 9 to 5 every day. The Indian Eskimo Olympics will be held at the Patty Athletic Center Gymnasium July 29th, 30th, and 31st. Events will begin at 7 p.m. The guided walking tour of the campus continues through August 20th. Tours begin at 9 a.m. at the museum and are offered Monday through Friday. University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.